the book Hebrews, part 299. I'm Professor Hannes Rezenhuis of the First Assembly of Yehoshua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. It has information that you've never read about the end time. Some of it was revelation that I received from Yahweh Almighty, and which I've tested through different professors and doctors. Every time that I discussed it with them, they said, "Prof, this was revelation word. The word for the time we are living in." So I would recommend that you will get that book. You can contact me if you have a question or need to know something or want to know more about the book and its price. It's a plus 27 international code for South Africa. WhatsApp. The number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. New people, always welcome. Go to part one, start in the beginning, so because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to be part, sharing in what Yahweh feeds us spiritually daily. Hallelujah. Fresh manna. Water overflowing. Life eternal. Hallelujah. And so we can continue. Hebrews 11:28. Through faith he, that's Moses, kept the Passover. The Passover was the new year, representing the day that the blood was placed upon the door sills, and where the eldest son of those who did not have blood on their doorpost died. That was the day that Israel was led out of captivity by Moses, when the son of Pharaoh died himself. Through faith he, that is Moses, kept the Passover for the next 40 years, and the sprinkling of the blood, the sprinkling of the blood on the doorpost, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Now look at that he. Lest he that destroyed. Who's that he? That's Yahweh Almighty. Make that a capital H. Put in brackets, Yahweh. Lest he, capital letter, that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Who's them? The Israelites. So what did Moses do? He was obedient. What do we live? What are we taught through the Ruach HaKodesh? To be obedient to the word of Yahushua. We haven't seen, I said it a million times already, we haven't seen Yahushua. But we believe that we will live although we have died. Why? Because we have a book that says so. It's not just the book. It's when that book through a person are saturated with the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. That we suddenly realize that that becomes the original word of Yahweh Almighty, where He speaks to us, whereby He teaches us, whereby He leads us. Can you imagine a book? Just a book. Book. For more than 2,020 years, being the foundation of people who after Yahushua have died, never saw Him again. I'm talking about us and the generations after Yahushua. They haven't seen it. But the authority in that book called the Bible, which becomes the spoken word, which becomes the Rhema word, which becomes the everlasting word, when it's anointed by the Ruach HaKodesh. Suddenly it becomes the rules and the regulations by which generation of generation people will live by. It would become the spiritual law by which we will live. Not 613 laws of the Old Testament. It was redundant, Hebrews 7 verse 18, because of the unworthiness of it. But this word that was accumulated in a book called the Bible over a period of time was the foundation upon which the bride of Yahushua for centuries were building their faith, believing things they'd never seen. They heard about it, and we start to live about it. We lived as if we could touch it, as if we daily participate in the ventures that was happening in the time of Yahushua, as if we were walking with Him. That's how real it becomes. We don't have an earthly priest like Moses had for 40 years and Israel for over a thousand years. They had it, which yearly after yearly sprinkled the blood of atonement unto the Ark of the Covenant. The blood was sprinkled unto the wings of the cherubs as it was sprinkled unto the doorpost of the Israelites in the time when Moses gave the instruction which Yahweh has given. Tonight the angel of death will pass. Now there's a difference between us and our covenant. Today we have not a physical Ark of a Covenant, but we are the temples. The Bible says we are the temples wherein Yahweh and Yahushua lives and where through it functions through the Ruach HaKodesh. And we are not sprinkled daily, but we are anointed by the Ruach HaKodesh daily. And that's why it's so important that we are daily anointed with new anointing spiritual oil. It's not oil that we are putting on ourselves. That oil was a replacement for the Ruach HaKodesh, a symbol of. But we today, as bride of Yahushua, we are born into the Spirit. Because Yahushua said in John 3, verse 1 to 11, he said to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus, you must be born again out of water and out of Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh." That's the anointing. It's not something, a ceremony that happens once a year, like Israel was to take to, and Moses was to partake in the Passover once a year. No. We don't have things that we just remember once a year. We live in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, every day. We are anointed in the Ruach HaKodesh every day. We live by the living word, the revelation word of Yahushua, every day. We are living by the teachings of the Ruach HaKodesh every day. By faith they passed, now he says here, verse 28, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he, that's Yahweh Almighty, that destroyed the firstborn, should touch them. We are touched by the Ruach HaKodesh daily. Why? Because we are the temple of the Ruach. He lives within us, our soul's dimensions. Father Yahweh says he doesn't live in temples made by hand anymore. You and I are the temples of the Ruach HaKodesh, wherein he dwells, where through he manifests himself. Hallelujah. Be the testimony unto the kingdom of Yahushua. He says, verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, meaning there were no water. Meaning there were no water as by dry land. Now there's a tale that somebody told one time. He says, the old lady was sitting in the bus reading Bible, and one of the New Age guys came and he sat next to the old lady, and he asked her, "What are you reading?" She says, "I'm reading about the scripture where Israel went through the Red Sea dry footed. Not even their feet were wet." Now say this young man, the scripture was altered. The original scripture says they went through in ankle deep water. In other words, their ankles, their feet were in water up to their ankles. Then the old lady looked at him. She says, "Can you read English?" He says, "Yes." She says, "No, read here." By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dried land. She says, now, if the Bible says it was dry land, then it was dry land. Now he says, it was water ankle deep. She says, now let me read you the next line. It says, it reads, "Which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned." She says, now tell me, young man, tell me, how did the Egyptians drown in ankle deep water? You see, when you're sharp in the word, you can answer anybody. The scripture says, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. End of story, end of argument. Now says the young man, it was ankle deep the water. The old lady says, now read the next part. "Which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned." So tell me, young man, how did that whole army drown in ankle deep water? So the story was, he got up and he went and stand in the back of the bus. He had no answer for this lady. And that's all we must do, is believe what the Bible says. If the Bible says they went through the Red Sea dry foot, as by dry land. Then it means it was dry foot. How did the Egyptians drown? Well, the Bible also say when they were through the path that Yahweh made them, then the Egyptians came and the walls of water just came unto them. The walls of water. Yahweh made this road in the sea, this highway in the sea. And I want to stop the session this morning saying that if there is a sea of unbelief or a sea of sickness in your life today or problems, Yahweh can make a wall. He can take it and put it, make it a wall both sides so that you can walk dry foot through the sea. How do we accomplish that? Through faith. Faith is believing in the things that we have not seen. Believing it. Now till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.